the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Michael McKean and David Lander.
David, did you know that the National Multiple Sclerosis Society is the world leader in MS research services and professional education?
Yep, they've been helping me for over 20 years, and we can help them by visiting their website or calling 1-800-FIGHT-MS.
You know everything.
I get around.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast. And now, here's the five-day forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. As a front passes over our area, we have a threat of showers and storms early in the day, otherwise just a few clouds, 76 degrees. Then high pressure builds on in tonight. We have clear skies, going to be breezy, down to 55. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine as high pressure sticks around. Tomorrow's high, 81 degrees. Friday, 84. I'm meteorologist Stephanie Galucha from the Weather Channel.
Knowledge is power. News Talk 620 WWNR.
The opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of News Talk 620 WWNR.
Tonight, Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you every night by the 20,000 members of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
Hey, good evening. Almost 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Wednesday night. It's the prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid. That would be me. God help me. I love Green Acres. What wonderful television that was. Well, no, that was a pig. Of course, the necessities, the phone number around here is 257. Email to Bob at headonradio.com. And, of course, we stream live for you. A little note out there to folks in need. All of $150. Or you could let, you know, the poor could let their kids go to school naked. Which $150, boy, don't spend it all in one place, huh? Because the poor don't need to wear good clothing, do they? No, of course not. But the vouchers will be woohoo. Now I know that's welfare. The hell with the poor. Couldn't do this if this was not a real newspaper. Sookered again. Although the Gazette spells it schnookered. Well, apparently this is like some sort of an elision between knockered and schnookered. Snookered one. But you remember when I raged and howled and screamed and carried on and tried to tell you that we were getting ripped off by the insurance industry again? You remember all during the legislative session when every week court reform division, for whom, interestingly enough, our state Democratic Party chairman is a registered lobbyist. Wow. Man, that takes some brass to be chairman of your state's actively working against your party's own interests. Man. I mean, that's nerve. You gotta respect it. Or not. I tried to tell you the insurance companies were running a con on us. I tried to explain to you that you were giving up an $8 car insurance. You were giving up a constitutional right to take an insurance on your side, and you've got a good neighbor, and they've got a gecko. So a gecko is on your side as your good neighbor, I guess, whatever. But at any rate, you know, now if you've got a $20,000 car and it gets totaled, the insurance company can look at you. Thanks to the determined efforts of our elected representatives, the insurance company can look at you and go, I don't care if your $20,000 car is totaled. We're going to give you $2,000, and you're going to like it. And you say, I'll sue. And they go, ha, 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 you moron, you can't anymore. Ha, ha, we win. Boy, did they ever. Because part and parcel of all this was a promise. You remember the promise, don't you? Didn't our governor make it for them? He made the promise for the insurance companies. They have pledged, well, first he said $100 million. Then later when they said, shh, shop. They're going to lower West Virginia's rates by $50 million. Oh, it just tickled me pink. Getting your $8 or $16 a month break. Don't spend it all at the same pump. Guess what? Yeah, schnookered again. Turns out that, they lowered some rates. But they didn't just lower them for us. 32 other states nationwide. They would have done it anyway. But our legislators are so brilliant, they decided to throw away some of our constitutional rights for the heck of it. For the heck of it. You know, you weren't using them anyway, so you didn't really need them, did you? Nah. Needed a right to life bill. That's what we needed. We needed to make it possible to, we had to recognize it. That's what we needed to spend our time on in the legislature. Not looking out for the people who bust their butts every day and make their insurance premium payments and get the wood put to them by some rapacious, greed-infested insurance company. No, we couldn't look out for those people. You take a hard look at the people who did this to you. And you think about that the next time you go back to the ballot box. And the Gazette is right. The legislature that you hire with your votes has given the insurance companies the right to just, for the heck of it, drop 1% of their customers, no matter, never made a claim? Too bad. You dropped. Now you're high risk because you've been dropped, and we'll have to sign you on at our high risk company. Of course, that's going to cost a little more money, isn't it? So, State Farm lowered its car insurance rates in 32 states this year. West Virginia was one of them. Nobody else had to give up their constitutional rights to get that rate decrease. Maybe what the rest of the world says about our beautiful state and the house, or maybe it's just our legislators, how stupid are they? They never even asked to make the insurance companies open their books and prove to them that your constitutional rights were doing them harm before they took them away from you. But maybe you'll reelect them because these people who did this to you, family values, right? Oy. Well, let's take our first break. 252-6200 is the phone number. Outside Beckley, it's 800-620-9967. Head on, I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head on.
Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at Allen S. Toyota. Because at Allen S. Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. Allen S. Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. Allen S. Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at Allen S. Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at Allen S. Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
This weekend, two locations, Rutter County Armory and the Bluefield Armory. It's the new sale of the century. Full-size gas grills, $49. Igloo Playmate 16-quart coolers, $5. Sharp whole-room air conditioners, $69. Listen to this. DVD players, $19. VCRs, $19. Webcams, $10. Three-piece luggage sets, $39. Black & Decker cordless screwdrivers, just $9. Black & Decker cordless drills, $19. Even DeWalt, thousands of tools to 70% off. There's more. Black & Decker irons, 5-speed mixers and coffee makers, $5. Summer TVs with remote, $49. Compaq, HP, Dell, Gateway, IBM, and Toshiba computers from $99. Sony, JVC, Kenwood, Alpine, Fosgate, Audubon, Clarion, Rockwood, and more. Home stereos, car stereos, CD players, subwoofers, amps, speakers, and more to 70% off. Doors bust open at the Rutter County Armory and the Bluefield Armory this Friday from 5 till 10 p.m., Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from 11 till 5. The Bluefield Armory and the Rutter County Armory this weekend only. Adult admission, $3. Children 12 and under, free.
You can be right and be wrong, or be left and be right. Head on with Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. Almost 19 minutes after 7 o'clock on a beautiful, beautiful evening here in beautiful, beautiful uptown Beckley. On the phone with us right now is Barbara Bays. She's with Good News Mountaineer Garage. Is that right, Barbara?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I understand you have an event coming up.
We do. We're real excited about it. This Saturday, we're having what we call the 3D Day in Beckley.
Okay.
That's drive up, donate, and deduct. We want to get you to donate your car. Not you personally, Bob, but
if I had a spare one, I would, Barbara.
It's going to be 10 till 3 at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church.
Okay.
Under Virginia Street.
Okay. And just so in case people are unaware, just exactly how does the Good News Mountaineer Garage work, and what does it do, and what's its focus? You know, the basics.
Okay. Good News Mountaineer Garage was started 4 or 5 years ago by a group of people in the Charleston area, church people, social workers, extension agent. When they were concerned about the transportation difficulties low-income people were having that kept them from getting to work.
Right.
And they got together and organized the Good News Mountaineer Garage, and that's all we do is take donated cars, fix them up, and provide them to low-income families that need them to get to work.
About how many cars have you done that with so far?
We've given out over 330 probably right now, and we've gotten 700-some donated cars. And what we do is we have a garage and mechanics, and, you know, we go over the cars, and they decide what they need, and it's sort of like what my dad says, you shouldn't have good money follow bad, and they decide which ones are worth fixing up.
Mm-hmm.
And we recondition them at that point. So, you know, our hope is that they last 2 years so that we can give people a hand up, not a handout, but
right.
A hand up so they can keep their job or go to the, you know, get a job. We've had people that have a job offer and they can't get there. And then, you know, the other cars, like we get Lexuses and Cadillacs and things like that. We sell on eBay usually, and we put that back into our program as operating cost.
And so just out of curiosity, do you have a rough average number of what it takes to get a car up to your standards for so that someone can have it?
We usually spend $700-$800 average per car.
And now, how about insurance? That's the family. That's whoever's receiving it. That's their responsibility, right?
Yes, but they have to prove that they have insurance.
Okay.
We're actually car dealers, and so we can, you know, transfer all these titles. And one of the parts of the law is that you have to have proof of insurance before we can, you know, give you the title to the car.
Right.
And, you know, usually, though, people can afford the insurance. We don't require anything but liability if they don't, you know, have a big car payment.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when you add in a car payment and then insurance, and usually if finance it, you have to have collision, and you're making $6 an hour at, you know, working at Walmart or McDonald's, really can't afford a car payment.
No, you can barely afford a rent payment.
Yes. But, you know, people are so appreciative, and, you know,
Have you seen lives change out of this, Barbara?
Oh, yeah. Our first year, we were just giving them out to people on welfare. And we did a survey after the first year. 70% of the people that we got cars to were off welfare.
Now, I spend a lot of time on this program talking about the working poor in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people who aren't struggling at that level understand. I don't know. There's a mindset out there. I don't know if you ever run across it, Barbara, of people who just, you know, for some reason or other, think the poor are sitting around eating bonbons and. and collecting AFDC or something. It's not that way, is it?
No. And in fact, you can only collect the AFDC now is TANF, T-A-N-F.
Right.
They keep changing the names, but you can only get that 5 years in your lifetime. So the Department of Health and Human Resources is trying to, you know, get people trained, give them the tools they need so they can go out and work. We have a special program for the working poor where we provide the car to them at loan value, and we got a relationship with a First Bank of Charleston that we finance a car for them for 2 years at 4.75% interest.
Really?
Yeah. And the payments average, it can be from $10 to $190 or tops, and a month. And we only require liability insurance. And people, it's payments that people can afford. We have people that work two jobs. I mean, you see two people working and they have $1,300 take home pay and no health insurance. You know, and they're working. They're working hard.
Paid
minimum wage.
Yeah, I believe if you're working, you know, 40, 60 hours a week in America, somehow or another, you shouldn't have the problems that we have.
They're very severe problems. Health care, dental care, that's a huge problem.
Yeah, one trip to the ER and you're done.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Barbara. Are y'all just going to be standing around out at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church or on Saturday, or how does it work for somebody who has a donatable automobile?
They bring it to us, and if they can drive it, we'll take it. And even if they can't drive it, we'll go look at it. We got a tow truck that the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation bought for us, and give them, you know, the information they need for their taxes. And if you itemize your federal taxes, you can deduct like the retail value of the car. Say we get a 1997 Ford Contour four-cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
And the retail value of that car would probably be about $2,700, trade-in about $1,700, and the loan value about $15.
Mm-hmm.
And we take that car and we use it so they can deduct that retail value, which is $2,700, from their federal taxes. And then we get state tax credits from the West Virginia Development Office, which would... We base it on the loan value. So if the loan value on this particular car is $1,500 and it was in pretty good shape and we didn't have to do more than a couple hundred dollars worth of repairs, you would get $750 back on your estate taxes in addition to your federal deduction. So, you know, a lot of times it's a good financial move.
Right. It sounds to me, Barbara, like it might be if you've got somebody out there who's thinking about going and trading, mm-hmm. that they would actually be better off to donate the car to y'all,
mm-hmm.
and then take that break on their taxes, and then just go deal straight up with wherever they want to buy a new car.
We get referrals from car dealers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they will say, you may do better by going to the Good News. And our tax credits that we have are up June 30th. So one of the reasons, there's two reasons we wanted to come to the Beckley area. We haven't done this down there before. One is we think that there's some good people down there that'll want to help people and thinking about trading cars and get good deals toward the end of the fiscal year for car dealers because they want to reduce their inventory. And also we have, are trying to expand our program down there for the working poor. We have a very good chance of doing it. It's, federal money that would use for startup, and then the program can support itself after you get started. And we got a good chance of that, and we want to go south. We think the people in the southern part of the state need cars more than anything right now. It's a harder thing for them to deal with than daycare.
Sure.
You got to get them to daycare.
And you got to get them to daycare. You got to pay $2.20 a gallon for gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this isn't some... highly developed state where, you know, people live in little suburbs that are, you know, 2 or 3 miles from work.
Yeah, and there's no public transportation in most places.
Right.
So, I mean, I'd rather that we had bus service or train service everywhere, but we don't. And, you know, they say, oh, people can move in town, live on the bus line. Well, their rent's going to double, triple. They're going to lose their family support system that a lot of people... That's not really a solution.
No.
And if they can get started and then get a job, we have people that cross the board increase their income. In fact, there's a program like ours in Baltimore, and they've been in existence longer, they've shown that people will increase their income by as much as 50% after 2 years if they have a good vehicle. They can get a better job. They can do another job.
They can get promotions where they work because they are reliable, because they can get to work.
Exactly.
Well, so, folks, from 10 to 3 at St. Stephen's Episcopal here in Beckley, 3D day, drive, donate, and deduct, right?
Yes. And we're going to have petitions there for the people in Beckley that may want our program down there to help the working poor get transportation at a reasonable cost.
Wonderful. And one last thing, how do people in need of your services reach you?
Well, right now, we're only serving people in Kanawha, Boone, Putnam, and Clay County. But they can call 1-866, which is a toll-free number, gift card, which translate in real numbers. Let me get my glasses here. 448-3227. And if somebody can't donate their car on Saturday but want to do it, you know, later, they can call us too at that number, 1-866-GIVE-CAR.
Wonderful.
And if we get it before June 30th, we still have some tax credits left.
Excellent. So, well, the clock's ticking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. Time to go out and buy a new car for those who can afford it. So those who can't, get your old one.
I applaud the work you do, Barbara. I think it's important. And I think it's, you said there were some ministers involved. This is the principles of Christianity with its boots on the ground.
Yes. We're also doing one in Lewisburg on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
At the Osteopathic School.
Okay.
1 to 5. After church, of course, and we're getting sponsored there, not only by the Osteopathic School letting us, you know, use their place, but the Family Refuge Center, which is the domestic violence shelter program in Lewisburg. We also have a program where we give out cars to women who are men who are victims of domestic violence, and when they leave the abusive situation, they also lose their car and lose the way to get to work.
Let me ask you, if you're able to bring the services to the Beckley area, what do you have any idea what counties you'd want to serve?
I think that we would serve all of southern West Virginia south of Charleston. Raleigh, Fayette, Summers, Greenbrier, Monroe, Wyoming, McDowell. McDowell's in desperate need.
Yes.
We used to serve, we had a contract with the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Services, and we served Mingo and Logan and Wayne. I'm from Eastern Kentucky, and I'm Central Appalachian through my core.
Right.
And I know there's beauty and wonder in living in rural areas, and it's less expensive, and you usually have a family support system. I want to help people be able to stay in their home and still work.
Thank you very much for all of your efforts, Barbara. We've got to take our bottom of the hour break, but best of luck, and if I can do anything, please, you've got my email there. Feel free to contact me.
And if you're thinking about getting a car, don't forget the good news.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye now. Barbara Bays with Good News Mountaineer Garage, an opportunity for you to do something smart fiscally for yourself and your taxes, something good and kind and decent for people who are trying to better their own lives. Looks like a win-win situation to me. Let's take our bottom of the hour break, then, news update from Carl Mack. Or is it Carl Mack? Wasn't sure if Warren was sitting. And we'll come back and have at it. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
Good evening. This is Carl Mack.
Stock operations can sometimes have an unpleasant aroma. Wonder what your neighbors think about that. That'll be our focus on today's edition of On the Farm Radio. I'm Jeff Ishikin. Presidential Pasofina Horse Competition and Benefit is coming to the Virginia Horse Center July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. This three-day show will include a benefit luau, an all-breeds benefit trail ride, and two Pasofina colts will be given away in a raffle drawing. You don't have to be present to win. Walk through the sales barn and see all the Pasofina horses. And on Saturday evening, enjoy a benefit concert with Nashville recording artist Chelsea Klein. That's the Presidential Pasofina Horse Competition and Benefit at the Virginia Horse Center in Lexington, Virginia, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. As urban sprawl and growing livestock operations lead to more complaints from neighbors about farm odors, a program at Penn State's College of Agricultural Sciences is helping to minimize potential conflicts. More from Chuck Gill.
Penn State's Farm Odor Evaluation Service is designed to help livestock and poultry producers avoid making a big mistake when choosing the site for a proposed new operation. Penn State Extension Associate Robert Meixel says when assessing a site, evaluators look at where neighbors and nearby businesses are located, where prevailing winds come from, local topography, and other factors.
Most of the time, we can offer some concrete recommendations. Things like put in a vegetative windbreak, a barrier to help disrupt the odor plume. Move the operation around the side of a hill so it's hidden from neighbors or from public roads. Sometimes we recommend reducing the size of the proposed operation.
Meixel says most producers have followed the program's recommendations, even if that means dropping plans for a new facility. He says the information can also be useful to local officials when considering building permit applications. From Penn State, I'm Chuck Gill.
These days, farming takes money, and that means that for you, every dollar counts. At Farm Credit, they understand the business side of farming, so when it comes time to borrow the money it takes to get started or to expand, you want a lender who understands all that's involved in owning a farm. Farm Credit loan officers know agriculture, and many farm themselves. So when you need to borrow money, call a lender that understands. Farm Credit, America's rural finance partner.
Equal housing lender.
And a quick look at our ag calendar for our listeners in the state of Maryland. Don't forget that this Sunday, June 26th, is Farm Visitation Day in Harford County, Maryland. Several farms will be open for visitation from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock this coming Sunday afternoon. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from an anonymous listener who says, the only people to get even with are those people who have helped you. Thanks to that anonymous listener for that pearl of wisdom here on the farm. I'm Ish.
Shining a liberal light in the conservative darkness, Bob Kincaid, Head On.
Welcome back. 21 minutes before 8 o'clock, this is Head On. I'm Bob. You know, we like to tell people, we like to pass along congratulations and you know, girl up in the Eastern Panhandle, Samantha Gooden, had a blood clot that developed in her right leg shortly after she was born. Granted two wishes by the wonderful folks at the Make-A-Wish Foundation. One of them was to go to Disney World. The other one, bless her little heart, she wanted to spend a day with a police officer. 4 years old. Corporal R.T. Dyroff of the Charlestown Detachment of the West Virginia picked her up from her home there in Shepherdstown, took her in the cruiser for a ride-along, and then gave her a tour of the detachment, and she got to eat lunch with the troopers. Got an official state police teddy bear, two T-shirts, and an actual state police badge. Again, we commend, I believe in commending people when they just show their decent days. Washington Post. turns out, Bush had a meeting, a private meeting, with a fellow Phan Van Khai. He's Prime Minister of Vietnam. That we're going to, we're going to bolster economic and military ties. With, here's the best part, 30 years or so after he should have been there in the first place, your president is going to Vietnam. 30 years after a bunch of kids from Midland, Texas, where he grew up, died in those hellish swamps and jungles. 30 years after he went running to his daddy and said, please, daddy, find a way to keep me away from there. I don't want to go. I'm afraid. I'm yella. 30 years later, your president is going to Vietnam. 30 years after John Kerry went when his country called and is still carrying shrapnel in his backside as a result, your president is going to go to Vietnam. Isn't that just about enough to gag a turkey buzzard? Said in brief remarks to reporters, sign a landmark agreement that'll make it easier for people to worship freely in Vietnam. Oh, my God. Very comforting to many families here in America to understand that the government's providing information to help close a sad chapter in their lives. Yeah, it's a sad chapter in their lives, George, and it's a sad chapter in all our lives because you were too chicken to answer when your country called. Can you believe this? The gall of these people. Sending George Bush to Vietnam. Wonder if he'll wear a flight suit. And wonder if they'll have a banner that says, Mission Accomplished. Maybe he can stand on the tarmac there in the city. Or perhaps Hanoi, and declare, Major combat operations in Vietnam have ended. Oh, how sad it is, to live in this time when what was once the greatest nation on earth is now led by a coward. Bush said he'll visit Vietnam in 2006 when it hosts the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum's annual summit. Now, wait a minute, let me get this straight. We're going to increase trade ties with communist Vietnam, but opening trade ties with communist Cuba, bad! Bad thing. Bad thing. During that god-awful war in Vietnam, people were tortured, killed in Vietnamese prison camps. But we can certainly export our Nike shoemaking facilities to Vietnam and maybe a few sweatshops so you can buy some cheap crap at Walmart. But I can't have a cigar. Gotcha. I don't know how people can stand to be Republicans. It would make my head explode. Just commies in Vietnam, good commies. Commies in China, good commies. Commies in Cuba, bad. Ouch. Jeff's with us. Hey, Jeff, you're head on. Yo, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing now?
Doing good, you?
Fine. I'm still talking about the bond. I'm not giving up.
Well, don't. I mean, you can. Don't give up even after it passes. Don't give up.
Did you read the thing in the opinion page in the Beckley paper?
No, I didn't catch it today.
You need to look at that. I've never seen a pack of lies like that in my life.
I'll see if we've got it laying around in the newsroom.
It's 4A opinion.
Okay.
It's got the big chart on there. And have you seen the chart that shows the line going up?
Yeah.
This is your pension bond obligation. And then all these little pretty blue boxes that says $350 million a year. This is the new debt. Like, if that gives the impression, like if we borrow this money, that big line going straight up goes poof, disappears, and all these little 350s, that's what we pay from now on. But what they don't tell you is you pay the line and the 350.
This
is so wrong how they are doing this, and the only way they can get it passed is just a straight lie about it. Because the next 5 years, up to 2012, I'm looking at the chart, 2013,
I got it here in front of
you. 400. If you got it?
Yeah.
It don't go over 400 million till the year 2013. But you know what? If we borrow this money in the year 2006, when they all conjure up down there under the Capitol Dome and start going through the bills, they're going to say, huh, well, here's the $350 retirees bill. Yep, that comes out of the general revenue. Oh, well, here's this $350 to $383 million bill we owe on all the money we put in the stock market. And we're doing this to get out of a $724 million bill in the year 2034. And to do this, we're going to bring upon ourselves a $750 million bill next year.
Yeah. Let me ask you a quick question. This one sort of noodled around in my brain a little bit, Jeff. Now, we're gonna make all this is all gonna be possible because we're gonna make 7.5% in the stock market, right?
What they say.
Right. But no more than, in the legislation, if I read it correctly, no more than 60% of the monies can be invested in equities. Stocks.
Yeah.
So
40%, we either gotta spend right now or put in some kind of loan institution type CD thing that it's going to recoup 3 or 4% interest.
Right,
we're
going to
take a guaranteed loss.
But wait, it's even more bizarre, and we know what happens to me when I try to do math on the fly on the air.
That's why I'm here for you, Bob.
Right. How are you going to make all this money back at 7.5% when you can only use 60% of the money to invest in the first place? Doesn't that mean it would have to be 7.5% plus 40%? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to make more than 7.5% to make up
for the 40% that you can't invest.
You should really, like if they say we're going to make $1.5 billion over 30 years, since we're only allowed to put 3/5 in there, you have to take 2/5 of the $1.5 billion away. So really, it's down to $900 million.
Don't you? I mean, it doesn't. Yep. Does that make sense to you?
In that opinion, you need to read that. If you get a few minutes and you want to, read that. But nowhere in that does it mention stock market. It doesn't say anything in there. Listen to this. This is what it says in the center column. The bond amendment which you are being asked to vote on will allow the state to lock in the annual payment at $350 million a year for the next 30 years, a savings for the state of over that time frame of at least $1.5 billion.
Yeah, that doesn't pass the smell test.
That's there's nothing about that wrong. To create more jobs and good jobs in West Virginia, the state's financial house must be in order. As mentioned above, the pension bond will save the state a minimum of $1.5 billion in interest, allowing for the investment in the economy to save the jobs we currently have and to look aggressively for more way to create many more new jobs. Where is this $1.5 billion in interest? We're not paying any interest on what we
have. Remember what I said? Save 40 cents on Tide? There's your $1.5 billion in interest. It's fantasy. I think this is really irresponsible journalism. I'm sitting here looking at it as you're talking about it. Because it sounds to me, see if it's, the pension bond will save. That sounds like a promise.
They're saying it will save. Now let me, I'll tell you how they come, you know how they come up with this $1.5 billion number? The cost of the money is 6.7%.
Right.
The interest, the 7.5% is what they're expecting to gain on the stock market. That leaves 0.8 left. 1% is $55 million.
Right.
So the 0.8 profit they're calling 50. So 50 millions is a billion, and
right.
10 more is the half. That
right.
0.8% is where they're saying we will save $1.5 billion. Now, what we're going to do, let's say it goes up 7.5% the first year we do it. Here we are. We made $46-47 million next year. Got it. Well, we have to come up with $300 million more.
Yeah.
We didn't make, but people don't realize everything, the market, I'm sure the market can pull 3-5%. I'm not sure it can pull 7.5%. But if it can, all of interest and service is eating up all of our money. And let me tell you another one.
Well, and remember, when we talk about investing this stuff in the market, they can't go out and just buy Amalgamated Widget because they got a hot stock tip. If my understanding is correct, they have to invest the money very, very conservatively.
Yeah,
so,
the more conservative you have to be a little bit wild to get 7.5%.
That's what I'm getting at. You're going, if you invest conservatively, you're going to get what we've gotten over the last 5 years, where you're going to underperform the market, and you're going to get 4.2 or 4.8%.
7.5% is doubling your money about every 10 or 11 years.
Right.
I mean, that I don't know when that happens. I don't. But you.
But it has to be tied to the Standard & Poor's and other benchmark funds, the 60% that they can invest.
Yeah.
And you're not going to do the 7.5% out of it.
Look at that, though. Read that article.
I got it here in front of me. Yeah, it's disturbing.
And look at that.
It's dishonest.
That chart leads you to believe that if we borrow that money, all these little pretty 350s in the straight line is the new payment, and you just take out your eraser and your pencil, and you erase that big line.
No.
No.
You know what I find interesting in the big line going up? Why is there a dip in 2026?
I don't know. I see that. I don't know. I don't.
Did they put it in there just so that it would look at least a little bit honest?
I don't know. It looks like from 08 to, from 08 to 09, there's a dip in it, too.
Yeah, there is. It kind of humps and then comes back down and hits $350 million in 09, and you're right, it crosses $400 million in 2013.
I claim there's not one bit of problem in the world till at least it gets over 400. Because $10, $20, $30 million into the whole state—that's chump change, really. I mean, that's a mountain of money.
And it's money, and the thing is, it's—that's
nothing.
It's running the government like a lot of us have to run our households: pay as you go.
We learned
some people hated Bill Clinton, he established that principle of pay as you go.
Yeah.
And we had fiscal budgetary sanity for those 8 years that resulted in a pretty whopping surplus.
Let me tell you this one on them. It's come out now that our lottery revenues have been counted up. And our lottery revenues are up. Remember, last year we counted up all the money. We had this money from excess coal and excess lottery. We made good money on the lottery. Okay,
yeah.
We've counted it up now, and we come up with the quarter number two, $247 million, which is 27% over the same time period that they counted over last year, which is $75 million. We've got $75 million extra out of that lottery money that we didn't even have last year. That money right there alone, if we just go as steady as we are, takes it good all the way up to 2014.
You're thinking through this and you're making some sense, okay?
Yeah.
But you sat down and you thought about it. And in so doing, you have done something that not one single solitary member of the legislature of the state of West Virginia has done.
They
sat there for 60 days and they put together a giveaway bill for the insurance industry. They put together a giveaway bill for big coal and the power companies. They took away our constitutional rights and tried to advance let's not forget, they stopped those demonic breastfeeding mothers and went to work on the tongue splitting. One of them spent the time looking at this issue that you have.
For one, if we want to get in the market, why don't we take the $75 million extra lottery money and put it in there, and let's keep all this 5, 6, 7%. Let's don't pay interest on it. Two, the thing we really need to do to turn West Virginia around is we need to tell them no, and we need to tell. See, they're wanting to do this to get out of making the tough choice. We need to tell them no,
exactly. Borrowing
money. Make the tough choices.
Sure.
You figure it out. You get rid of your Harold Michael pet projects and the Bob Grahams. You get rid of all this other stuff. The money's there. We just got to scrape it and get it going. We got to channel it in the right way.
We've got it. I don't know who convinced these people, Jeff, but being a member of the legislature is supposed to be hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to want it because you want to serve your fellow citizens and do right by them. That's gone by the wayside. But you're right in that regard. There are tough choices coming, and they are choices that these people are loath to make because they care more about their political careers than they do about the well-being of this state. And I say that with equal damnation for either side.
If people just got to realize that no matter what that money does we borrow, that pension bond obligations are not going anywhere. They are being misled into thinking that it somehow doesn't. Like, I know I keep saying it, but I say it 100 times.
Jeff, we have
it. Pick up the newspaper and they say it again.
I know, but we've got a state government here that is like a kid fresh out of college with a brand new credit card with a zero balance.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like free money.
They try to act like it's a refinancing. But let's say you have a house, Bob, that's worth $100,000 and you're making $500 a month payments, and you refinance it and you get it down to $400. Your $500 payment is gone, but with this refinancing scheme, you got the $500 payment and the $400 payment. That's not.
I'm afraid you're right, Jeff. We're out of
okay,
time.
Bob, thanks.
I appreciate it. Later. Okay, time for the top of the hour news. I just browsed over that editorial and it looks patently dishonest. Yeah, but that's okay. We like this is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Playing hide and seek with the
News Talk 620 WWNR Beckley. It's 8 o'clock.
Just over 1 pound, little Timmy Kelly's premature birth left him blind and with little chance of ever...
Timmy's life would have been drastically different without the intervention of the Shriners.
At Shriners, Timmy underwent a series of complex surgeries.
It's not just the medical quality of care, it's the whole environment that has really, really makes it nice.
Shriners Hospitals offer some of the world's best orthopedic spinal cord and burn medical care to children, totally free of charge. And they combine that care with innovative teaching and progressive research programs.
Shriners create miracles, and we have one that lives with us, so we're very fortunate.
I can walk, and it's because of Shriners Hospital.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
It's your second hour in the Liberal Sandbox, and you're Head On with Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Very pleasant little evening here. I hope it's as nice where you are. I don't know how other states handle their debt issues. I get the feeling that because other states at present do have higher per capita debt levels for their individual citizens, but we will be among the highest if we pass this constitutional amendment. And one of the things I'm glad Jeff pointed this out too. I am suspicious of anything if someone has to lie about it to convince me to vote for it. And what is in this editorial is an abject lie about paying off an old debt, not incurring a new one. That, folks, is a lie. Because the Supreme Court of Appeals of West Virginia has already ruled. It's settled. It's over. It's done. They have already ruled that this pension debt is an old debt. Okay? And that this bond amendment creates new debt. So, you know, they're playing fast and loose with the facts. Here's the sentence again. It's about paying off an old debt, not incurring a new one. Is the paper trying to tell us that a $5.5 billion cash advance on your credit card, that that's not a new debt? If it's not a new debt, I don't know what you call it. And the Supreme Court said it will be new debt. So why does the Beckley paper feel compelled to lie about it? I don't know. Let's go to the phones. Wayne's with us. Hey, Wayne, you're Head On. How you doing?
Listen. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got to be.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to talk. I got things to do. I reserve the right to call back.
Okay.
I agree with Jeff, and I've said that on other shows. What makes me mad about Jeff is, look at everything else, Jeff. I mean, the analysis that you've gone through, the reasoning that you've done. Why can't you apply that to the Bush administration? Why can't you apply that to Paul Bremer losing $9 billion in his desk drawer?
Right.
And everything else. I mean, you know, he realizes that the Register Herald is lying to him, that the governor is lying to him, to say Dick Cheney and George Bush and the rest of the gang have been lying to you for
years.
Forever. You know, please relate that. And one more thing before I hang up. You know, people are talking about, well, this bond thing is like robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's very true. The only thing is, is after they robbed Peter, on their way to pay Paul, they stopped him by the track.
Yeah.
They're stopping by the track and going to gamble the money.
Right, and then they're going
to
rob.
They don't win.
And then they're going to rob Paul too.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
I mean, this has lose written all over it.
Yeah, it does, and you know, and another thing, you know, Jeff had the perfect solution to it. You call Mr. Cole and Mr. Timber and Mr. any other extracting, you know,
yeah,
our resources and say, guess what? We don't have to borrow $5.5 billion.
We're going
to
get it.
Because you're going to pay it.
Right.
And you're going to like it. Or you're going to get out of here and we're going to claim the coal.
Exactly.
And the timber. It is ours, you know.
Yeah.
So.
All of
that. That's all. I may call back.
That's okay. Yeah, fine. Good enough. Later.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye.
Adams. You can, you know, look all over the world. Look anywhere that scenario arises, because so much of this bond business is predicated on a raft of fantasy, and that is that, you know, this is, you know, West Virginia's open for business, and if we can, and I don't understand this link between, well, if we max out our credit card to the tune of $5.5 billion, suddenly all kinds of business is going to come to West Virginia. Newsflash. Why would Microsoft as an example. Why would Microsoft come here and build a facility? They are said to care about their employees. You've heard about the Microsoft millionaires from the past. Why would they come here and build a facility when they know that because of what the extractive industries have done to West Virginia, coal, I mean, who are we kidding, coal, because of what coal has done to West Virginia, 20 years from now, they're going to have their employees sitting there saying, you know, why is there a cancer cluster in my neighborhood? Why can my child not learn? Why are the mercury levels in my child's body higher than anywhere else in the United States? Dig it. They're not going to come here. You can parade up and down Kanawha Boulevard with a big sign that says West Virginia open for business all you want to, but if you are living in a poisoned place, you're open, but nobody's shopping. This is a wonderful place. That's why it's such a crime that people like Don Blankenstein are allowed to poison it and poison us. Did you ever get around to reading that story at Salon.com or Rolling Stone? Coal that came from under our soil, that came from the blasted tops of mountains. The link is there, and the link is real. Active colonialist, mercantilist economy. You don't want an enlightened workforce. You want someone who is desperate enough to work for you for whatever they decide to pay. When the coal industry came to West Virginia, people didn't go to work in the coal industry because they were just sitting around like, well, I sure wish the coal industry would get going here. They worked for the coal industry because the coal industry was the only job there was. Let's take our break, and when we come back, your phone calls, 252-6200, outside back 9967. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
Bank.
Yes, hello. I'd like to make a payment.
We're too busy to talk.
This weekend, two locations, Raleigh County Armory and the Bluefield Armory. It's the new sale of the century. Sony, JVC, Kenwood, Alpine, Fosgate, Audubon, Clarion, Rockwood, and more. Home stereos, car stereos, CD players, subwoofers, amps, speakers, and more. 70% off. Pioneer 450-watt home theater with powered subwoofer, $69. Magnavox DVD recorder, $119. Rave 256 meg MP3 player with FM tuner, $29. Speakers, $5. In-dash CD players, $29. In-dash MP3s, $59. Car TVs and 1,000 DVD players, $69. Lotus Bandpass boxes, $59. Massive 1,000-watt amps, $79. Giant 1,000-watt subs, $39. DVD players and VCRs, $19. Doors must open at the Raleigh County Armory and the Bluefield Armory this Friday from 5 to 10 p.m., Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from 11 till 5. Also this weekend, don't miss the Giant Computer Sale. PlayStation 2 and Xbox games, just $12. Thousands of software titles, just $5. Tons of cell phone accessories for $5. Computers, $99. Laptops, $199. Paper printers, $29. DVD writers, $59. Adult Vision, $3. Children 12 and under, free.
Here's Bob Kincaid, Head On.
Welcome back. 17 and a half minutes after the hour now. As the sun slowly in the west, our hero finds himself going to the phones and talking to Kyle. Hey, Kyle, you're Head On.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good to talk to you. Hey, Bob, I appreciate the comments the other night from Wayne.
Oh, and, good.
And
I think he offered them sincerely.
I do, too. And I called today, and I want to make sure I called the right place. Affiliated Construction Workers?
Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation.
Okay.
Axe Foundation.
Okay.
He's
That's the number I called, and I left a message, and I left both of my numbers.
Okay.
And
Catching him at the office is sometimes difficult because it's a sort of fly-around job.
Well, I left my home number, and I left my cell number, and if he wishes, I'll give him my pager number even. But, you know, I'd love to talk to him.
Did you get the answering machine?
Yeah, I got the answering machine.
Yeah, you'll hear back.
And so I just wanted Wayne to know that I returned his call, and I so appreciated his comments because I really was impressed with him. I really was. What a good guy.
Yeah.
I walked right up in his face and talked to him that day out there at Bar H. And I think some people around him thought, well, you know, this guy's here to cause trouble. But I was not there to cause trouble.
Of course not.
And I appreciated his comments the other night on the radio. I really did. I really do, Wayne. I appreciate your comments, and I'm looking forward to talking to him. We need to do this more.
Sure.
We need to have more contact, and at any rate, I just wanted Wayne to know that I really appreciate meeting him that day and talking with him, I did. I walked up to him. I told him, I said, I just want you to know, there are some of us Republicans and conservatives out here that are not anti-labor. And I shook his hand, and he talked to me, and I talked to him. And by the way, I don't own the taxi or the
I know that.
Service.
I know that. You work for them.
I work for them. I'm just a common everyday stiff out here working for a living every day of my life.
Sure.
And, Wayne had thought, you know, I mean, I'm glad he's impressed with me, and I think I may have done that. But at any rate, I just wanted to let Wayne know that I've left him, left a message, and when he can, call me, and we'll talk.
Okay, good deal.
All right, Bob.
Take it easy, Kyle.
Good night, Bob.
Later. And Jim. Hey, Jim, you're Head On.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah?
Reasonably well. Are you in the business of affecting detente?
I think some people are born to greatness and other people have greatness thrust upon them.
What type of rapport small did you affect tonight, sir?
It's kind of interesting, you know, the people who talk on these shows eventually get together and meet each other and find out that nobody's got fangs.
I see.
So, you know, a little dialogue here and a little dialogue there, maybe we'll fix something.
Well, I hope you're right.
Well, you know, I have my optimistic moments.
Going back to this insurance thing that you were talking about, you said the insurance rates were supposed to go down, right?
Yeah. I mean, we were promised.
It's real funny because my insurance company is GEICO.
Uh-huh.
It has been for years. And I have safe driver discount plus discount for
airbags,
federal service, all that. And it went up.
Huh. Well, see, that's for the next, but see, the rates, the rate decreases.
Mm-hmm.
have are for like the coming quarter, if I've read the news stories correctly. So of course your rates went up so that they could discount you back to what they were charging you in the first place. It's a brilliant con, Jim.
Well, basically, Bob, listen, you're fighting three elements here. Number one, you're fighting the Chamber of Commerce. Number two, you're fighting City Hall. And number three, you're fighting the state legislature. I mean, these
it's a tall
groups,
order, but somebody, you know, some...
these three groups right here are so firmly ensconced and are so really, and they are so in bed with each other that I don't think a king size bed would hold. You know?
Yeah.
And basically, that's what you're doing.
Well, let me. You mentioned Chamber of Commerce. I haven't gotten anybody's direct opinion yet, but I've got you handy, so you're it. What do you make of this? What are we supposed to think when we find out the chairman of the state Democratic Party is
a lobbyist?
Yeah, a registered lobbyist for the tort reform industry.
Well, I think that's pretty. I think that's a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think that, you know, he can't. That he should have one job, but not the other. And I don't see how he can, you know, serve two masters.
But isn't it?
I don't know if it's legally a conflict of interest, but it is, in my opinion, a conflict of conscience. Because, I mean, let's face it, he is representing the insurance companies, and he is supposedly representing the people whom they insure.
And he is.
And we both know that there is an adversarial relationship at times.
And he is an appointee of the governor.
Well, I mean, here again, you know, that insurance position should be an elected position. It should not be a gubernatorial appointment.
Well, no. He's chairman of the state Democratic Party.
I'm talking about his position, the one that he is given by the governor.
No, that is chairman of the state Democratic Party.
The governor appoints that?
Yeah. The highest, in terms of the Democratic Party, the highest ranking state Democratic official appoints.
Well, that shouldn't be an appointment. Why should the governor appoint him? Why can't that be an elected position among members of the party?
Yeah, it seems to make sense to me.
Because, I mean, let's face it, it's just basically sinecures.
Yeah, a satrapy of sorts.
Now, does he get any money for being chairman of the Democratic Party? I don't think so.
Honestly, I don't think so.
No, that's a non-paid, that's just a non-salary position.
When you get to the point where you can be appointed chairman of the state party, it's sort of taken as read that you've already got your own money.
Well, yeah, of course, and he's got a job with the insurance companies as their lobbyist, as their representative, and you know, I would imagine he probably doesn't need any other source of income right now.
But it certainly does call into question one's faith in one's party.
It calls
into question one's ability to believe that one's party is really doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Well, I don't think so. I think the insurance companies, I mean, have been given virtually carte blanche to do what they want to do. And I have heard your morning host just militate in favor of that particular action. And, of course, you know, I kind of think he represents the Chamber of Commerce downtown, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
As do most of these people who are Republicans. And you know, I just find it kind of hard to see a genuine Republican who is, if he is a genuine Republican, be the same thing as a hard-working stiff, so to speak. I just kind of, I really kind of hard... And being a member of the lower class of people, for lack of because we do have a class system here.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, it seems like that. Why would a person and the Republican Party does not represent the lower classes?
God no.
I mean, how could someone call themselves a working person and lower class and or blue collar? And support somebody who wants to take away their union and take away any chance they're getting a living wage. And the unions were the only thing that made this state livable as far as wages were concerned.
Sure.
Because, I mean, let's just face it, it might be wild and wonderful, but as you said before, no business is going to come here. I don't care how many superhighways they put through here or how many roads they put through here. The terrain is not, it's not conducive to the type of area that would attract a large business, except a Walmart or some type of low-paying service industry, okay?
Yeah.
And, of course, let's face it, the school system.
Right.
And that's the greatest thing in the world. I mean, the school system in this state is filled with all types of problems. I mean, Rocky up there, he was the school superintendent a couple of years ago. Left in disgrace, right?
Right.
How many others have left in disgrace?
Well, this
they had this Bethesda thing.
Yeah.
Which was a big mess. And the schools have suffered because of it. I don't know how West Virginia ranks as far as education, but I think it's right next to the bottom, isn't it?
Depends on which yardstick you're using.
Well, I mean, there's only one yardstick. They've got a yardstick they use to measure educational levels. And how do we come out in that? Do you know?
We're not next to the bottom. Are we
on the bottom?
No, we're actually, there are people considerably lower than us.
Really?
Yeah. We've made some good strides. I think we're 35th in teacher pay.
Okay.
Well,
that's only because you've got unions.
Yeah. Or a union. I mean, the WVEA is not really a union.
Well, I mean, they basically have gotten together to increase teachers' pay so that like someone who's not an idiot get it in the classroom. They can do know what they're doing.
Right. But some other substantive criteria, I forget what it was, but we actually rank fairly close to the top in some subjects. But overall, you know, we're middle of the pack. But the thing is, you could have Harvard on the canal.
Yeah.
But if we poison this place to the point where it's unfit for anyone except those who must live here to live here.
Now I want to ask you about that. Exactly. What are you talking about when mercury levels and carcinogens? Specifically.
Well,
is that in this area too?
Oh heavens, yes. Most women in America of childbearing age have higher levels of mercury in their bloodstream than are considered safe for them to carry fetuses to term.
Is that here?
Here, too.
Now, wait a minute. You said that's most women in America.
Yeah. But, this is America, and, yeah, it's here, too. News story out today. A lot of people down in Mingo County, their water wells are chock full of lead.
How about the water here?
I can't say. I don't know. But this stuff, these heavy metals leach into the aquifers.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, with lead, you know, if you don't necessarily have to ingest it, you know, you can bathe in it and it'll do you harm. Same thing with mercury.
Well, they had problems with lead because, you know, they used to have plates, eating utensils, things like that.
But now it's in the groundwater supply.
Now, where is this coming from?
That's in Mingo County.
But,
The source, I don't know. Obviously, though, I mean, look at the mercury. Look at the way we get mercury. We burn coal. That releases mercury into the air. It precipitates out in the rain, falls into the groundwater supply,
right.
Falls into the streams. The fish are poisoned with it. People who come in contact with that water are poisoned with it. And that article I was talking about in Rolling Stone and Salon.com, Deadly Immunity, is horrifying. We have created an autism generation. That's what they call it.
And that's throughout the country.
Yeah, and the link is mercury.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of mercury in tuna fish and stuff like that, I understand.
Yeah, we don't eat canned tuna at our home anymore.
Well, I mean, I never ate it anyway. I don't like it.
But, you know, it's salmon. You know, you think you're doing okay. Well, you know, salmon's got omega-3 fatty acids. It's also got a boatload of mercury.
Yeah, I know. If it swims, it's supposed to be pretty good for you. But not if it's loaded with all these metals and things like that.
Yeah, and they tend to act as neurotoxins.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Interfere with neural functions.
Manganese. And we talked about that a few months ago, the state wanting to relax standards for aluminum and manganese in streams.
To attract business.
I guess, but what business wants to come to that, Jim?
Well, nobody wants to come who's got any sense, because, I mean, let's face it, you're in a place where you know, that does not have, let's face it, it does not enjoy the very best reputation. And West Virginia doesn't.
No, we don't.
I enjoy that.
God knows I love this
place.
It's a place to live. I love this place.
Well, you know, that's fine.
But, you know, I also am part of the reality-based crowd. And I know what's going
on. I mean, if that's so, why are there more people leaving than coming in here?
I think we've answered the question before you even asked.
I think so, too.
You know, we've still got a well on our property, a water well. And that used to be the sweetest, clearest, most wonderful water. No discoloration, no stench. Well, not too long back, they started just timbering the hell out of everything out my road. Now my water stinks of sulfur. Now, can I prove that? Can I prove a causal connection? Not necessarily, but something changed it.
You mean they started deforesting the whole area around where you live?
Yeah.
And you live where?
Over in Fayette County.
In Fayette County.
Yeah.
This has happened in the past, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And have you had your water tested?
No. No. It was tested some years in the past. We're going to have to do it again.
A lot of people, like you said before, are just not, you know, what business will come here are the kinds that will employ people who are desperate for work.
Yeah, the scared people.
And, you know, and it's really, I don't know, there's just a polarization of individuals here, and Democrat, Republican, and like I say, how these people who call themselves Republicans can call themselves members of the plebeian class. I don't know, that gives me cause for great concern, and, you know, that's just a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, and we know how these people were suckered into believing they're Republicans. Social issues, you know.
You mean because of gays and stuff like that?
God, gays and guns.
Well, you know, I was talking with, I won't mention which congressman's office, but a local office, was the office in Washington today. And of all of the emails they received, in the past year, I think they probably received almost 7,000 emails about gays from this district.
Sure. We have an...
I mean, what is the problem? I don't understand what this problem is about.
Well, Jim, let me make it clear for you, buddy. They go to... We are an intensely church-going people. And
well,
you
that's
walk,
not real good.
And you walk into church... And they sit there and they squeal this hateful bigotry against other members of God's creation. And so because it's come from the mouth of a holy man, they walk out and they've been told, write your congressman, tell him to support the Hate the Gays Amendment. And the next thing you know, yeah, 7,000 emails. I'm surprised it was that few.
And
there is
course,
a boatload
you know.
Of hate.
It's just incredible how much ignorance and stupidity and hate there is in this particular area. I mean, these people are not even
It's so dichotomous because on the other hand, you know, we will collectively give the shirt off our backs to somebody who needs help. We still stop along the side of the road if somebody's broken down. I imagine there are people who still pick up hitchhikers around here. We won't let our neighbor go hungry. If we know about it, we won't let their 5-day-old baby freeze to death.
But one did freeze to death.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you know, we gotta keep the queers down because, you know, it says don't be queer in Leviticus right next to where it says don't eat clams.
You know, I honestly think that a lot of these people, and you know, this was a considered opinion of a person I talked to in D.C., a lot of these people have some inner problems with that, you know?
Sure. Latency? No problem. No,
I
no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like the case of me thinking, hey. That's a sad, sad, sad thing. It really is.
Yeah, because it tends to consume the hater as much as it does,
it does.
Hated.
I mean, you know, who has time for that kind of crap? I mean, you know, if you hate somebody, think about it. How much energy are you exerting?
A lot.
And unless the person knows that you hate them, they're probably just going to flip you the bird and say, you know, you stupid idiot.
Right.
If you want to waste that much time on me, fine. Go right ahead. Sad. It's just a sad state of affairs. But anyway, you know, hey, good luck in your quest, and I don't think you're jousting at windmills. Somebody's got to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
And why not me?
Okay, Don Quixote.
All right.
Take care, and...
Say hi to Dulcinea for me. Later, Jim. Take care.
To save her virtue?
Exactly.
Well, you take care of Sancho Panza.
Will do. All right. Time for a news update from Carl Mack, followed by Jim Heitkamp.
Good evening. This is Carl Mack, WWNR News. An assistant manager for Goodies has been arrested and charged with embezzlement. Karen Elizabeth...
out of his store... she had some identification authorized to be there. A short time later, another law officer responds along with the manager and find that the safe had been entered and a large amount of money was stolen.
Monday night, police received a call from Cruz. Now here's the forecast for the rest of this evening, partly cloudy.
Thanks for small favors, department. Comes two recent breakthroughs. First is an advance from the world of movie theaters, home of the $8 ticket and the $5 small pop, in selling commercial time to corporations. This means that advertisers, we're a captive audience, but we paid to see a movie, not commercials. Thanks to enough squawking by outraged moviegoers, the Lowe's Cineplex chain will now begin a truth in starting times policy. It really begins about 7:15, preceded by a block of ads. I'd rather they just scrub the irritating ads, but thanks for this small favor. On to the nation's capital, where the Congress has taken a small step to outlaw rampant government propaganda. This is a reaction to news releases by the Bushites. They've been using our tax dollars to make fake news reports their policies, then distribute the VNR reports to TV stations, which run them as real news items, with no mention that they come from the government. After making VNRs for 1 year. Sheesh, 1 year? Like I said, these are small favors. This is Jim Hyde. Both of these advances have come not from the goodwill of the corporate or political power, old-fashioned grassroots protest. The powers that be will go only as a movie theater that blasts you with ads. Go see the manager and fume. And to get a permanent end to televised propaganda by both government and corporate-sponsored, link up with the watchdog group Free Press at freepress.net.
Message from the American Library Association and Bernie Mac about the hard times.
Hey, I'm Bernie Mac. And libraries need your help. Many are forced to cut back hours, reduce services, and even close their doors. So what can you do? I tell you what. Support your local library and help keep your library doors open. Contact your local library to find out how you can make a difference in your community. The future is at your library. So make sure your library has a future. Just a little something from the Mac.
Brought to you by the Campaign for America's Libraries. For more information, visit the American Library Association website at www.
Born with a rare birth defect and living in a Russian orphanage, Elena had little chance of ever walking. But when her adoptive family brought her home, they found help and hope at a Shriners hospital where she was fitted with prosthetic feet.
We wouldn't be where we are if Shriners hadn't taken care of us.
Shriners Hospitals offer some of the world's best orthopedic spinal cord and burn medical care to children totally free of charge. And they combine that care with innovative teaching and progressive research programs.
Shriners Hospital made a difference not only with the medical side of it, but the human side of it and making it a family experience for us.
Today, Elena is an unstoppable six-year-old.
I don't think there's even words to really thank Shriners for everything they've done. Their care is phenomenal.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Across America, thousands of local broadcasters are an active part of their communities.
We're here at the 6th Annual Action News Run to Fight Cancer.
Local broadcasters provide free airtime for radiothons, food drives, disaster relief, and raise millions for charity.
Broadcasting live from the City Mall, where you can bring your donations.
And communities can rely on broadcasters for local information at the touch of a button.
We're tracking the storm system, and it looks like it's moving past
America's local broadcasters. Always on, always there when you need us. Brought to you by this station and the National Association of Broadcasters.
He's got the heart of a conservative, pickled on a jar on his desk. Here's Bob Kincaid.
All right, welcome back. Let's get through this real quick. First of all, I had this in the stack for a long time, and I I just don't get to the stuff I want to get to. But you deserve to know about this. You're familiar with Fred Phelps, right? He is Westboro Baptist Church in, Topeka, Kansas? Fred Phelps is the guy that runs the website God Hates Fags. Fred Phelps is the guy who said that the tsunami was God's wrath on the heathen Southeast Asians. Well, it's time to separate the wheat from the chaff where Mr. Phelps is concerned, because a lot of right-wing nuts will say, "Wow, that's Fred Phelps. He's outrageous." And quietly, because he focuses so much of his bigotry against people that your average also secretly hates, i.e., people who maybe they. If you loaded them up with sodium pentothal and made them really, really fess up, they'd go, "I agree with Fred Phelps." Well, like I said, it's time to separate the wheat from the chaff. Because in the last week or so, Fred Phelps announced plans to take himself. Fred Phelps in Idaho, he goes to Wyoming from time to time and declares that Matthew Shepard is in hell. Oh, it's his right. I don't necessarily agree with his methods, but. But now, the wingers, the wingnuts, the repiglic, now they are going to have to pick a side. Because Fred Phelps has descended on a small town in Idaho. Picket the funeral of a soldier killed in Iraq. God killed that soldier. He says that that soldier deserved to die, and that God is punishing that soldier because somebody did something to his church 10 years ago. His, Fred Phelps's church. Now you get to choose, you wingnuts. The decent people, we already know which side we stand on. The wingnuts get to choose. Will you stand with this monster, Fred Phelps, as he castigates and terrorizes and torments people for their sexual proclivities? And, you said, well, that's all right. But now he's doing it to heterosexual, dead American boys who served under the country. Now he's doing it to them. Declaring that they are dead, they were killed by the hand of Almighty God, and that Almighty God has sent them to hell. Time to choose. You are, by default, on Fred Phelps' side if you support George Bush, if you support Bill Frist, if you support Tom DeLay. You're, by default, on the side of Fred Phelps. But now he has taken his hatred, and now he's directing it at dead heterosexual soldiers. What will you do? And of course, it is worth remembering that the Klansman convicted of three counts of manslaughter yesterday in Philadelphia, Mississippi, Neshoba County, wasn't mentioned much in the liberal media. Yeah, right. Wasn't mentioned much, but Mr. Killen, there's that eye. Mr. Killen was tried before, and the jury hung because of one juror who said, "I could never vote to convict a preacher." And sadly, that's the attitude in a lot of America today. Still unchanged. But Preacher Killen was convicted of manslaughter yesterday. They, you know, the good, godly, upstanding, decent people of Neshoba County still couldn't quite work up the nerve to convict that mean, rotten, old, dirty misanthrope of murder. But they thought they'd do a half a loaf with manslaughter. I could never convict a preacher. So then the other day, congressman from Indiana jumped on all Democrats. You know, they have to be anti-Christian. Nope, sorry, wrong. Anti-hypocrite? Very, very anti-hypocrite. I got to agree with that. But, you know, there's not much outcry. One leader of the demagoguing and religion baiting has got to end, and the religion monsters in this country would just as soon see Mr. Foreman be a lampshade or a bar of soap as they would listen to him call Republican for his hatefulness. And of course, all the Sturm und Drang over Dick Durbin. 3 times in 1 minute I heard yesterday, Rush Limp, Flush Flimball, Sean Hannity, O'Reilly, all those vile, vicious, hate-mongering monsters screaming about the fact that Dick Durbin read excerpts from FBI sworn testimony about the treatment of prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. He's out there. My friend Dick Durbin is calling Republicans Nazis. I'll flush if the shoe. But you see, what you don't hear, and I appreciate Victor for sending this to me, you never hear anybody, where was the firestorm? Where was the firestorm and the constant ballyhooing and berating of Rick, I play with fetuses, dead fetuses Santorum, when he said this?
And the audacity of some members to stand up and say, how dare you break this rule? It's the equivalent of Adolf Hitler in 1942 saying, I'm in Paris, how dare you invade me? How dare you bomb my city? It's mine.
Did you get that? That was Rick Sanctum Santorum comparing Democrats who didn't want to let some right-wing freaks onto the bench, comparing them to Hitler. Not just Nazis in general, to Hitler in particular. Do you understand that there are rules that apply? I keep telling and telling and telling this, and I hope at some point it gets through. There are rules that apply to Democrats and liberals and progressives, but they do not apply to the other side. Now, if Howard Dean says the Republican Party is a white Christian monolithic party, Howard Dean must be beaten to death on the airwaves day in and day out by a mendacious, duplicitous gang of political punks, hacks, and thugs. If Dick Durbin says that our concentration camp techniques at the Gulag Gitmo are more reminiscent of tyrannical, authoritarian, dictatorial regimes than they are of a country that professes a love of liberty. If he says that, well, according to the right-wing megaphone, he should be taken out and have this very skin flayed from his bones. But if this holy man who took a dead fetus home and terrorized his children with it says that my party are Hitler because they want to use a time-tested technique that the Republicans have used to great effect, well, that's okay. Because, see, I mean, Santorum said it because it's true. But it's not true about Republicans. Oh, no, God forbid. And let's see, Republican James Inhofe of Oklahoma. I forget what Bart Kopp calls him, but it's not nice. He called Democrats who supported the Kyoto global warming protocols, he called them Nazis. And Rod Page called the NEA a terrorist organization. Now, all that's okay. Listen. Dick Durbin apologized, and that is the greatest sin he committed. Owed no apology. Because you know what?
Head on. As times change, our bodies process medications differently. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about your medications. For a free brochure, As You Age, a guide to aging, medicines, and alcohol, call 1-800-662-HELP. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station. I didn't know aging would cause my body to process medications differently. I learned the hard way, but you don't have to. Call 1-800-662-HELP for the free brochure, As You Age, a guide to aging, medicines, and alcohol. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
WWNR.
We were there in times of war.
And today marks the anniversary of the end of the Korean War.
We were there in times of peace.
Wildfires in California are now under control, thanks to the efforts of the air.
For more than 50 years, the Air Force Reserve has been there when America needed us most.
But his greatest achievement was the Medal of Honor he received after Vietnam.
Air Force Reserve Rescue Team, the daring rescue team.
And in the War on Terror, soldiers were airlifted today to a hospital in Germany.
From defending freedom around the world to protecting people and property here at home, we are there. We are the Air Force Reserve. To find out more about the Air Force Reserve, call 800-257-1212 or visit us online at afreserve.com. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond.
He's got a brain, and he's not afraid to use it. Liberally, of course. Here's Bob Kincaid.
And use it indeed I will. What we were talking about before the break. Grover Norquist, whom we've talked about from time to time, the guy that wants to strangle the government in the bathtub, the guy that says all Democrats should be that Grover Norquist. Well, you know, he also directly compared every Democrat to a Nazi. He did that. And Representative Steve King said those who support a woman's right to decide what's going on inside her body with a competent medical professional and between herself and her God, he called those people Nazis. Senator Jeff Sessions, quite possibly one of the stupidest men in the United States Senate, from Alabama, he compared a Democratic-sponsored bill on stem cell research to Nazism. Let's see, Ken Melman needs to resign as chairman of the Republican National Committee because he compared all Democrats to Hitler. And we need a Senate resolution censuring rebuking former Senators Tim Cole and Phil Graham because they compared Democrats to Nazis. But, of course, remember, it's okay if they do it. Right? Sadly, yeah, right. And at the top of the hour news, for those of you listening on the internet who didn't get to hear it, contained a report on the CIA document that is now circulating in Washington. It's a fake! It's a fake! Oh, God, it's a fake! Please let it be a fake! Yeah, that's what CIA believes the Iraq insurgency poses an international threat, may produce better-trained Islamic terrorists than in 1980s Afghanistan. Remember when we created those Islamic terrorists in Afghanistan with CIA money? Do you remember? Sure. This is a classified report from the CIA, and it says that Iraqi and foreign fighters are developing a broad range of deadly skills, from car bombings and assassinations to tightly coordinated conventional attacks on police and military targets. Of course, I was just being liberal, and I wasn't supporting the troops. when I said that Iraq was nothing but a great big Uncle Osama.
Right.
Report was issued in May. It's been all over the intelligence community. And it says that the United States is going to be directly threatened by this. By these fighters who have been trained on the battleground that we created in Iraq by virtue of a war that we chose to go into. Quote, you have people coming to the action with anti-U.S. sentiment, and since they're Iraqi or foreign Arabs, or to some degree Kurds, they have more communities they can blend into outside Iraq. Iraq has become a magnet for Islamic militants similar to Soviet-occupied Afghanistan 2 decades ago and Bosnia in the 90s. CIA reports that Iraq is providing extremists, fighters, insurgents, comprehensive skills, including training and operations devised for populated urban areas. Getting from bombings and assassinations to more or less conventional attacks, the counterterrorism. So even though Vice President Big Time Dick Cheney came out not too long back and said, is that the day when you won't be able to find anyone who voted for George Bush? Because that day is coming. Is that the day when you finally realize that all that bug spray about how he was going to keep you safe and the terrorists were going to hit us if we elected John Kerry? Is that the day that the name Bush is spoken and you spit on the ground? Us decent people, we already do. Recruiting ground. A recruiting training ground in Iraq. And the flies Iraq insurgency poses an international threat.
Get on.
Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at Allen S. Toyota. Because at Allen S. Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. Allen S. Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. Allen S. Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at Allen S. Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at Allen S. Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
This weekend, two locations, Robin County Armory and the Bluefield Armory. It's the new sale of the century. Clothing, $10. Levi's, Calvin Klein, Polo, Ralph Lauren, Quill Picker, Echo, Sean John, Nike, Reebok, DKNY. More brand name clothing, just $10. Perfume, $19. Cool Water, Juke, Red Door, Versace Men's and Women's, Curve, CK, Issy, Miyake, Giorgio Red, Eternity, Burberry. Thousands of designer colognes and perfumes, $19. Listen to this. Nike, Reebok, Adidas, Skechers, Air, Puma. Thousands of shoes, just $10. Gucci, Chanel, Hilfiger, Armani, Versace, Ralph Lauren, and more. Designer sunglasses, just $19. Designer ladies' handbags, $10. Famous maker leather jackets, $29. Starving artists' artworks, from just $5. Seiko, Citizen, and Fossil watches, $29. Even gold and silver jewelry, costume jewelry, beautiful rings with precious gemstones at a fraction of their regular prices. Doors must open at the Raleigh County Armory and the Bluefield Armory this Friday from 5 till 10 p.m., Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from 11 till 5. Don't miss this event. Adult admission, $3. Children 12 and under, free.
A man who just loves conservatives, baked, boiled, or fried. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 16 and a half minutes after the hour here in beautiful Uptown Beckley. Night has fallen. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is the Wednesday night prayer meeting edition of Head On. And while Shelley Moore can't be bothered to perhaps address the Downing Street memos, all, what, 8 of them now that have come out that explain the way that the deaths of more than 1,700 American soldiers were ginned up by this administration. While she can't do that, she did have time to get another blast fax out to applaud passage today. This is a quote, applaud passage today of a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would protect the American flag from desecration. Ms. Moore released the following statement. Again, West Virginians know the colors red, white, and blue don't run.
protecting the American flag with the full force of the U.S. Constitution sends a strong message that Americans will always stand and fight for our flag just as we fight for our freedom.
But you see, if you pass the amendment, you've just taken away one of the freedoms that we were fighting for, because the flag's a symbol. God, how stupid is that woman? You know, doesn't have time, Congressman Moore doesn't. Doesn't have time to address the Medicaid crisis in her home state. Doesn't have time to think about the Medicare crisis. But she can support an absolutely boneheaded, meaningless, dirt-stupid constitutional amendment that does nothing for no one. So she can come back to her constituents and say, "See, I defended the flag." Well, that's great, honey. Now how about feeding the poor?
Well, see, that's not good conservative fiscal policy.
Bob is with us. Hey, Bob, your head on. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, there I am. You know, I happened to catch a little bit of Jerry Doyle yesterday.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Oh, what a boob.
He was saying that Dick Durbin, was a disgrace.
Right.
Right. I don't think Dick Durbin was that far off.
No, Dick Durbin was right on point.
Yeah. Now let me get this straight. Is this the same United States Army that just about eradicated the Native Americans?
That would be one and the same, yeah.
Yeah, sent them off the reservations on the Trail of Tears.
Right.
On the Long Walk.
Right.
And if pregnant woman, you know, the elderly got shot.
Sure, actively raided Plains Indian.
Is this the heritage of our country? Is this the heritage that Jerry Doyle was talking about?
Right, and those are those same those are traditional American values too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smallpox blankets, right. Kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones, and again called Senator Durbin illegitimate three times inside of 1 minute using the slightly coarser word.
Uh huh.
And you know, if I had done that, you know, I'd be nailed up outside.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy. But again, it becomes clearer and clearer, doesn't it, Bob, that there is a double standard hard at work.
Oh, I think so. Oh, yeah.
And again, this business, I don't know if you heard the quote from Rick Santorum in the last hour. You know, these guys can stand in the well of the Senate or the House and call us Nazis, and nobody will give them any grief for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you let Dick Durbin read quotes from a sworn testimony report from FBI agents about the torture that they saw in our concentration camp at Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
You let him do that, and the entire right-wing message machine will be on message, on target, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talking about what a monster Dick Durbin is. I'm sick of it, Bob. I'm just disgusted. And you know, what do we do to counteract it?
Well, one thing would keep you on the air.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I heard that last week. Not. Made me want to throw up.
It would be nice, but I...
This is America. Everybody has a right to their opinion. Everybody has a right to have their opinion heard.
I tend to agree. You know, if for nothing other than business reasons, there are a whole lot of people out there, liberals and progressives, who spend money regularly, and, you know, I should think you would want their money. And I'm not speaking just locally. I mean, you know, like on a national level.
Yeah, the owners of the radio station, you know, I think they need to keep things, you know, both opinions.
I think it's been a grand experiment here, and it has succeeded beyond anyone's wildest expectations.
Well, did they give any reason?
That it's financial.
Oh, okay.
That's what I get.
Well, like, what's going to be on instead of you?
Nobody's told me. I'm guessing you're going to get Savage Live. You know, instead of tape like we run him now.
You know.
Yeah.
That hate mongering, war mongering, son of a...
Mm-hmm. Witch.
I heard him. I heard, a nurse called him to talk about cerebral palsy.
Right.
He told her she was wrong and was yelling at her. She's a nurse, for God's sake. She's the one that would know what causes cerebral palsy. And he has the audacity to yell her down.
Right.
You know, calling her an idiot. Who's the idiot here?
Oh, I mean, he is.
Do your homework.
Well, see, that's like people come on the air and call him, hello, Dr. Savage. You know, he's got him convinced that he's a physician. This guy has a degree in botany, PhD degree in botany. When the Vietnam War was blazing, he was literally picking flowers in Fiji, staying as far away from the conflict as possible, and yet he gets on the air every night and screams for George Bush to, and I laughed when I heard this, bomb the Sunni triangle into the Stone Age. That poor damn fool doesn't realize they're already there.
That man is, he helps something. He helps promote ignorance.
Yeah.
Lack of understanding. Now, when I listen to Dr. Bill, he has an attitude of dialogue.
Right.
That anyone can call him. Conservative, liberal, can call him.
Sure.
Dr. Bill will listen. Reason.
Yeah.
You know, if we had more talk show hosts like that,
yeah,
you know, we might come to some understanding.
But
with Limbaugh, especially Savage, yeah, he gets a reaction. He gets such a negative reaction. But people just eat that up.
Oh, they love it.
That just flies all over.
Well, let's be fair, Bob. Some people love it. Some people eat it up. Other people just turn the radio off.
Well, I do not listen to him, but only when I hear him across the room at work.
Ugh. That's got to be just a little bit disturbing.
Oh, God, I hope Dr. Goldberg is back soon.
What's going to happen, Bob, is it's going to be, he'll be away Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of every week from now till, I guess, the end of July.
Oh.
6 weeks or so, 5 or 6 weeks, and he'll be here on Mondays and Fridays. And see, that, again, I think you're absolutely right. That was the genius of what was going on here, because Steve's right-wing fans from the morning were welcome there, and my right-wing fans from tonight, or from the night, are welcome there. It literally was a meeting in the middle of the schedule, in the middle of the day, in the middle of the political spectrum.
Right, yeah.
And it worked. So, you know, after that, you know, at least, like I said, I guess the seminar goes for 5 or 6 weeks, but then I guess, you're right, the Jerry Doyle's tough to listen to.
Well, I just get sick of, that they have.
Oh, yeah, and it was beautiful today. I don't know if you caught it, caught any of it. He had this guy on from Judicial Watch.
Uh-huh.
Talking about how balanced they are. They're not. They spent 8 years trying to get their hands inside Bill Clinton's zipper, and that was what it was all about. And that's how they are. Now, to their credit, they did get Dick Cheney's oil maps of Iraq. They succeeded in doing that, but for the most part, they live and breathe. To demonize anybody who thinks that America should be for all Americans. I mean, did you catch the nasty the hate about Mexican people?
Yeah, I did.
You know, I Bob, I don't come from hate.
Yeah, really.
You know, I think Mexicans are human beings too.
Yeah, we live on one planet.
Yeah.
We live on a certain portion of the planet, but Iraqis, the Mexicans live in another part. And halfway across the world, life is going to be different.
But it's still
not
Earth.
It's not going to be in America halfway across the world.
No, but it's still Earth.
Yeah.
You know, the Savage prattles on about borders, language, culture. You know, and the poor fool, I've said it before, but Bob, the poor fool doesn't understand that the borders are the borders of oxygen-rich atmosphere. The language is the universal language of mathematics.
Yeah.
And the culture is not Mexican culture or Japanese culture or Iraqi culture. The culture is human culture. And eradicating one form of subset of humans in favor of another, it's not enlightened. And, you know, the fact that we have declared that the border of the United States of America is at the Rio Grande River doesn't change the fact that human migration patterns, you know, people coming from Mexico to the United States are doing what people have done for 30,000 doggone years. And just because a bunch of right-wing hate mongers don't like it is not going to change it.
Just, you know, like, mankind started out from one.
Yeah.
It migrated out from,
right, the Eve Project.
Doesn't that bring us all together?
Oh, heck no. No. Look, we're sneeches, Bob, okay? We're sneeches. Remember your Dr. Seuss? Star-bellied sneeches and sneeches?
No, I don't.
Oh, or darn it. Darn it. Yeah, the little creatures, some had stars on their bellies and others didn't.
Okay.
And they were willing to destroy their entire world to prove that one was better than the other.
Yeah, okay.
And we are. We're hairless killer chimps. And we haven't changed all that much. And the idea is to change. And we're not promoting that enlightenment when we run around killing people who look different than us because they look different than us or because they pray the wrong way to the wrong manifestation of some invisible critter in the sky. So you know but that's what you're going to get a steady diet of.
Well, I like to think that the Mexicans are just as human as I am.
Oh, absolutely. And in many ways, just as, you know, yeah. And maybe probably harder working than any Republican that has ever drawn breath.
Oh, yeah. In
oh, sure.
Picking tomatoes.
You know, and they get so upset about these Mexicans, but who's
they get paid 1.3 cents per pound tomatoes that they pick.
Right.
And they live in a cabin, 9 people to a cabin, with holes in the bathroom that you can't tell what color the paint was.
Yeah, so they're not quite sending all the money.
What's wrong with this picture here?
Yeah, they're not quite sending all that money home to Mexico like right. Michael Savage would have you believe, are they?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And you know what? But you know what? The good Americans, they like to have people to whip. It's bigotry, pure and simple. They like to have people to whip on. It's not fashionable to whip on our African American population anymore. So they have to find somebody else. And they create entire demonologies for the word liberal. And they've decided to turn their hate on people from south of the border. This idiot Doyle talking about the driver's license issue in California. Did you catch that?
No.
How dare they issue a driver's license to an illegal alien? Blah, 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 blah. You know, it just goes to show that these people don't bother to think. They just open their fool mouths and stick their stupid feet in because, you know what, you can't get insurance without a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get insurance, that means more of your precious good, upstanding, God-fearing, right-wing Republican Americans are going to be left with no insurance to collect against when they get involved in an accident, or if somebody hits the illegal alien with without insurance, then those good, godly, upstanding, Christian, right-wing Republican Americans get to foot the bill. Through the public health care system one way or another, or private health care system one way or another. Yeah, they just don't think. They're just dumb.
They don't think past their nose.
No. And I think the reason they felt such kinship with Terry Schiavo is they've got just about the same brain function.
Could be.
Hey, Bob, we got to get out of here. Enjoy the call.
All right, good talk to you, man.
Take care. All right, when we come back... let's see. We get the Shelley Moore. Here's a couple of dandies. Our good friend Lawrence Messina has written an excellent article, "Vote Buying: A Way of Life in West Virginia County." Yahoo from the Associated Press. It was from Monday. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Head On.
Head On.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. Today, the final day...
A rich and powerful father had two sons, but he chose his...
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10, when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
She was born in a Muslim country where women rarely enjoyed the same power, the same spark of defiance that had taken him to the head of the Pakistan then prime minister, was ousted in a military coup. His daughter had fought for his release, but she was thrown in jail. Once freed, she flew to Britain and became the first female prime minister of a Muslim country in modern history. Over the next 8 years for her in Pakistan is divided. She is the woman who shook up the Muslim world, politician Benazir Bhutto. For Biography, I'm Lawrence Scott.
Biography is a trademark of A&D.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is HealthBeat. African Americans are at greater risk for many serious and often fatal diseases such as cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. Now, the churches they attend are helping their Body and Soul program, offered by the National Cancer Institute, or a program encourages African Americans to eat at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables,
including the status of African Americans in this country, and that certainly has included...
For more information, visit 5aday.gov. That's the digit 5, the letter A, .gov. Then click on the Body and Soul...
West Virginia's only live nighttime talker, Bob Kincaid.
All right, welcome back. The story I mentioned, again, our friend Lawrence Messina wrote it. It was from Monday, the 20th of June. Vote buying a way of life in West Virginia County. Fascinating story of practice in southern West Virginia. And I've said before that, you know, if it gets to the point where southern West Virginia has, you know, and particularly Lincoln, Logan, Boone, if it gets to the point where there are only 2 people left in the entire region, they will sell their votes to each other. It's like sport down there. But the story focuses on the current case involving in Lincoln County Circuit Clerk Greg Stowers, Clifford Odell Groundhog Vance. Listen, okay? Now, I know the guy just died recently, so I'm not gooning on the dead, but... If you've got kids out there, don't let them be nicknamed Groundhog or Pork Chop. It's not going to bode well in the future. Undell Rocky Adkins, Tony Zeke Dingus, Jackie David Adkins, and they're alleged to have been engaged in a vote-buying scheme. As Mr. Messina writes, as with past election fraud probes, the latest case targets only Democrats. It's not that the GOP has clean hands. Republican former Governor Arch Moore pleaded guilty to 5 corruption-related charges in 1990, including one that alleged he spent $100,000 in unreported campaign cash during his successful, that is, 1984 campaign. King of dirty politics in West Virginia and his daughter, Benedict. Let's go to the phones real quick. Jack's with us. Hey, Jack, you're Head On.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Are you there? Are you, sir?
I am here.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate your program on the radio.
Well, thank you.
The day you're over with, I'm over with radio. I'll let you know it. I mean, I don't know how many I get tired of getting kicked in the teeth and called names by everybody else, but yet, when it comes around to the other side of the thing, it's wrong. I'm tired of being kicked around.
Yeah.
They got the election. They screwed up. They got a war started, spreading all over the world. And, sir, I'm just to tell you, when you go, I'm gone, and radio can forget me. I don't care what program they want to put on there. I will not be listening. I've got cursed out on other programs. I've heard it. And yet, that's okay.
Sure.
They want to be, have a one, they want a one. I worry about that president, where he's going. I hope somebody can speak to that man, because I haven't got much intelligence, but neither does he.
Oh, you could think, trust me, Jack, I've talked to you for a long time, you could think rings around George Bush, okay?
Well, sir, I'm going to tell you, I feel sorry for him. I think they stuck, was incredible for that job.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Bob, listen, I'm very interested in you and where you go from, where you're at.
I hope
you stay there.
I'll pop up again.
If you want to.
I'll pop up again.
I'm going to tell you, when they want to make a one-sided thing, and that's as communism as you can get.
Isn't it, though?
They see two sides of a picture, and they can't stand the other side.
Well, you know, the right wing suppresses everything else because they can't stand up in the marketplace of ideas. Their only response is to suppress the speech.
Well, Bob, another thing about it, thanks to the NRA, they told the boys to better keep their guns. Yeah, they sure better because they need them.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do.
I think they played a big part in the election. Yet, I didn't have one running for the Democratic Party. Stuff going on that we don't know who we got. But I know this is the worst president I've ever seen. And I hate to say it. I hate to say it.
Yeah. You hate to. Yeah.
I think them boys spilled their blood over there.
Yeah.
We're not shooting little cap pistols no more.
No.
And we're got so much technology, so is the other countries. They got some big weapons, too.
Yes, they do.
So,
and
Bob, listen, I'm very concerned about you, and I hope this program doesn't go off the air, because I get tired of being cursed out to the other side, and they got the election. I give it to them. They got it. They can have me.
Right, and don't go setting fire to the First Amendment either. You know, I think free speech is the most important right we have in this country.
Well, Bob, give me a call sometime. I'm very open to you. Now, I've been working in the garden a lot.
Is your garden doing good?
Yeah, I got to stay busy. I'm 70 years old, but I enjoy getting out in the garden.
Sure.
But I enjoy our country going well, and I've been put down now. I'm very.
You're absolutely right.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Take care now. Always good to hear from Jack. Yeah, I'm glad his garden's doing well. I have been walking. I'm seeing deer tracks, and several of my tomato plants have been topped off. Rats with antlers, I'm telling you. Rats with antlers is what they are. I can't get all broken up about deer anymore. Oh, look, it's Bambi. No, it's not. It's a rat with antlers. Anyway, going back to this vote buying story, it's an interesting story to read. But what's more interesting, you know, when you go to a news story at Yahoo, and then you click news and blah, 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 there's a link down there now that says discuss this story. There's an individual discussion thread for every news story that Yahoo posts. But for those of you who are proud West Virginians, go and have a look at what the right wing thinks about you. You might think that you have something in common with some right-wing Republican scum, but you know what? You don't. Go read those message boards and see what they think about you. There's no, you know, you take your time. There's 500, 600, 700, 800 messages. Vote Buying: A Way of Life in West Virginia County by Lawrence Messina. It's from Monday the 20th, West Virginia Day. Go look at those discussion threads. And look at what your fellow Republicans and right-wing nuts think of us. Not just liberals and progressives. You too. You too. And, boy, this is a segue from hell. Have you been following the story? A couple of venture capital firms and a Chinese outfit are trying to buy. And, you know, this is just one of those that makes you kind of want to weep. They're buying Maytag. They're buying Maytag. That's one of those pretty ubiquitously American firms, isn't it? Dependable Maytag washers. And the Maytag repairman. Oh, I'm lonely! They're buying Maytag. And here's another one that I just got in my email from the LA Times. Are you ready for this? This is what it's gotten to. Headline: Chinese firm launches $18.5 billion bid for Unical. Today, Chinese oil company offered today to buy California-based Unical Corp. for $18.5 billion, topping a rival bid by Chevron Corp. and setting the stage for a political debate over the future of U.S. energy, security, and trade policies. Yeah, let it rattle around for a little bit. The Chinese want to buy our oil companies. Disturbing? The offer was made by something called CNOOC Limited. And that is an arm of state-owned China National Offshore Oil Corporation. And when they say state-owned, what they're talking about is what's referred to as the People's Red Army. Now, you good Bush-supporting Republicans, explain this one to me, if you don't mind, because us decent folk already have it figured out pretty much. But we'd kind of like to hear the Republican explanation for selling out America's oil companies to the, what's Rush call them? Yeah, the Chi-Coms. Sorry, you can't, there's no liberal, no progressive, no Democrat for you to demonize and call a Nazi over this one. Oh, you just thought outsourcing and offshoring was the finest thing since sliced bread because George Bush and his people told you it was. Now they're going to get our oil companies. Because, you see, Unical used to, you know, Union 76, are you old, those of you who are old enough to remember it? That was Unical. But they got out of the retail gas business, and they went into the production and exploration business, and they've got huge holdings in the Gulf of Mexico and the Caspian Sea. And the People's Red Army wants their oil. CNOOC offered $67 cash for each share of Unical, and they stressed that their bid was friendly. It's a friendly bid. And they hope to reach a consensual deal. Are you afraid yet? Now, you're supposed to be afraid of all those mean, spooky Arabs. Remember, they hate us because that we've got home mortgages? Where are you looking? Of course, you're looking to those mean, spooky Arabs in the Middle East. We had the story about the CIA report. The CIA says terrorism coming to a United States near you, giving them a breeding ground and a training ground. But what about, I ask you, what about the other threat? Oh, and you're going to love this one, too. It's same thing, only different. Some labor leaders and some activists have gotten busy raising a ruckus and denouncing the business community. They've denounced the business community as for the outsourcing and taking away of American jobs and lowering the standard of living for Americans. Now, you're familiar with the Voice of America, right? It's a governmental arm. Radio Free Europe used to be part of it. Radio Free Asia, Radio Free Africa, Radio Sawa, which is a U.S.-funded Arab language pop music and news station operating in the Middle East. Those are all arms of VOA. Guess what? The Bush administration is outsourcing the night overnight operations they want to of the Voice of America to Hong Kong. Hong Kong. Did you get that? The Bush administration is out, while the Congress is busy killing PBS, the Bush administration is outsourcing the overnight operations of VOA to Hong Kong. It's from the Chicago Tribune. Now, they've been on the air since 1942, VOA has, and they get their funding from the Broadcasting Board of Governors. And they oversee more than a half a dozen government-sponsored international broadcasting services, like I mentioned. VOA has a $160 million budget. More than 1,400 workers. The service has never before moved an entire news shift overseas. First time, but people watching the situation say it won't be the last. About 14 Democratic senators have signed a letter saying that the shift of the jobs to Hong Kong would undermine VOA's mandate, which is to present a balanced and therefore comprehensive projection of significant American thought and institutions. John Kerry is one of the people who signed that letter. Now, who do you stand with? Where do you stand? Do you stand with George Bush, who wants to give VOA to the Chi-Coms? Do you stand with a Bush administration that thinks it's absolutely A-OK, number one, you great guy, Charlie, for Unocal to be bought for $18.5 billion by the Chi-Coms? These are right-wing words, not mine, okay? Do you stand with them, or do you stand with a good American who served his country when he was called upon to do so and still carries the marks of it? Do you stand with John Kerry in objecting to giving away Voice of America to Hong Kong, which is now a part of Communist China? Are you quite sure that you were doing the godly thing like you thought you were when you went in on November 2nd and screwed America by voting for George Bush? Are you sure about that now? The show tonight was produced by the intrepid Jesse Fulmer, engineered by Randy Kerbway, announced at least in part by Brian Reznor, and brought to you as ever by the 20,000 workers of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they are working for you. Also brought to you by our very good friends at the West Virginia Pipe Trades. I'd like to think, given their experience and their training, that your safety is their business. The show is archived every night by Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Go on by. Have a look. Give some support. Night, Thursday night. Yep, I'll be here. You be there. Hey, Agnes!